Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful show. Today is Friday, thanks to Larry. He's our day and timekeeper and datekeeper, and it's June 15th, 2012. So this is our sci-fi night, so if you have any sci-fi questions, paranormal questions, you can call in, and we'll see if Carrie's out there. So Carrie, you out there?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. So we're on Station 2 tonight, which I'm sure all of you know, unless you're on the telephone. I've got my fast chat up, ready to read your questions out. If you do have any peculiar situations, as most of us do at some point or another, tonight's the night. So let's see. Any other announcements, Ron? I guess part two of your three Sundays is coming up this weekend. If anybody has not signed up for that yet, there are still two left. And, Ron, you're giving away a free clearing on that. Do you want to mention that one real quick?
Yeah, we're giving away the sludge body. Well, that's a quite an interesting clearing. In fact, if anybody wants to call in and write that, how they felt, like a gooey stuff that's put on you, and let's see here. Let me rephrase that. Sludge body is an alien life form that's attached outside of you, that's kind of stuck to your skin, and it's like in your auric field. And once you get it off, you feel better. That's kind of how I would describe that. So it's an alien life form living in your energy field. That's what we call the sludge body. Alien sludge body, but it doesn't have alien on it when you go in there. And I don't think that clearing is actually on the website, but I have the code so you can do that if you're on the call. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So Kevin is asking, Ron, if you would do a sample of the anxiety body clearing.
Okay, anxiety, huh? Here we go, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're angst out or not. So one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, oh, man, two, I'll just stop. See how you guys are doing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So Shannon is saying that millions of locusts descended on Central Valley town in California, and she's wondering if it's an alien attack. Millions of locusts.
Doesn't feel like it. At least I don't feel any alien energies with those. I had this come out the other night, but the person that was a cannibal about a month ago, I guess, who was eating this person's face
in Florida.
Yeah, that feels like it was actually from the underground, I think they were just testing him to see how he would respond up here. That's what it feels like to me.
Wow.
Oh, you know, they just turned one loose. You have to remember, if the person's doing that, that's probably what he's used to eating is people.
Ugh.
Oh, so it may sound kind of gross. What I saw was like a YouTube video of people talking about it, and what kind of good spirits the other guy was in, being homeless or something. I listened to it, and I go, oh, boy, I don't have a clue what's actually happening. But that's what it feels like to me, is that it was actually a person from the underground that was brought up here, possibly an alien clone body, and looking human, and he was used to eating people. Why not? Why wouldn't he eat somebody, you know?
Well,
that's what it feels like to me. I could, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, I would probably say that is, 99.9% correct. That's what it felt like to me. Especially when you look at the guy, he looked like he was a perfect specimen. As they showed a gentleman with a picture of him, and he looked pretty good. Pretty symmetrical, I think. When I first looked at him, I go, oh, yeah, looks like a perfect specimen of some alien race down there. Anyway, that's the rest of the story. So back to you, Carrie.
Wow, yeah, that was a really weird story. I remember when that came out, I didn't actually see the TV reports, and I didn't actually see a picture of either of the people involved, the eater or the one being eaten. But, utterly creepy and strange. So, let's see. I'm just reading back here about the sludge body. Mark is saying the sludge body alien life form sticks to the skin on the auric field. That's what Mark is noticing. And Spirit says the sludge body clearing is good. Feel much lighter, clear thoughts. That's what you're saying too, Ron, is it? I can't remember if the sludge one, when you found it, I seem to remember you saying it was also gunking up our heart and lungs.
It like suffocates you. It's like a slime a coating. But the other one, kind of similar, but I don't think it's an alien a life form. It could be, but we'll be doing that one too on the month after. I'll be doing the slime body for people, alien slime body clearing. That'll be the month after this one. Experience both of those coming on that call.
Thank you.
At your leisure. But this one here is actually a life form that's outside of yourself that's living with you. Sometimes after doing some healings on people and whatever else I do out there, I sometimes wake up and my body feels like it has this like gel on it. I don't think anybody's ever felt that. It almost feels like you have a protective coating on you. And so when I have that, I know that I've been up out there that's been pretty awful. And when you take a shower, you have to wash it off, in a sense, because it just feels like you have a protective coating on you. I won't say it's like wax, but, you have to rinse off about maybe, instead of taking one shower, we'll say, with the soap and stuff on your body, it takes about at least three times, maybe five, to get it off of you. Oh, this might be just information for people, but that happens to me off and on. I'm sure it's not a sludge or slime body, but it's
feels like it
that they put on for protection. So back to you, Carrie.
I think I heard a beep, Ron. Is somebody on the line with us?
Hi, yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. This is Janice again.
Hi, Janice.
It's Paranormal Friday. I just wanted to share something with you guys that happened this week and get Ron's take on it. I have new neighbors next to me here, and this little guy is about 7 or 8, and he keeps coming over and visiting with me. And he came in for a little bit the other day. When he left, he left something here. I couldn't tell if it was a shapeshifter or an entity, but it was kind of different than I've ever seen before. It was like I saw like a ball of energy. It was like almost a round ball, but it had like little spikies coming off of it all the way around the ball, and it just kept on coming out of my right eye, and I just kept seeing this energy. It kept coming out, coming out, and coming out. I guess I was just wondering if that was just an entity or a shapeshifter. The next day, he took a walk with me, and then he was telling me about his new house that him and his mom lives in. He's a divorced little kid here, you know, lives with his dad half time and his mom. And he was telling me that he had ghosts in his house because every night he'd go to bed, he would unplug his radio, TV, and all his stuff. And every morning he'd wake up and it'd all be plugged back in and his TV would be on. So, you know, I'm just kind of giggling to myself. And well, I did tell him, I said, well, it sounds to me like your ghost really likes watching TV. But I didn't really want to share that much more with them. I guess I was just wondering if it was still, I know I missed the entity call today, Ron. But could have that hopped into my daughter who lives with me? Because the last 2 days, she has had a personality change, and I've been dealing with a personality change with her. So I was just wondering what the scenario was.
When you're first talking about the little boy, it felt like, I guess the word I would use would be like he's an alien spy. So he might be alien, he may not be, or something's in him spying. Maybe the shapeshifter is in him. Or entities are in him, or something's in him, kind of looking around to see what's going on, and he left his mark. Kind of what I got a hit on. Let me take some energy off you and your. It's your daughter, correct?
Yes, Jennifer.
Jennifer, okay, here we go. So, I don't know, it feels like there's an octopus energy inside of her or something like that with tentacles, and it's courting you also. So anyway, here we go. One, two, going to get rid of off of her and then off of you. Three, four, five, six, an alien jumper. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's off of her now. Now we'll release the energy off of you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. How do you feel?
Oh, wonderful. I just felt all the stuff just jumping off my back. But the little boy, you said the little boy is an alien spy, or there's like alien spies inside of him?
Maybe inside of him. That's what I first picked up. It felt like he is being used. Let's put it that way. I don't think
okay. His
body's alien, but it feels like they're using him. So, boy. I do that satellite clearing on him. You know, spree on the website or something.
Yeah. Okay.
That
I did run the 2012 darkness on him. And also, you know, when you said that, Ron, the new neighbor's girlfriend has these two little toddlers, and my dog is like the friendliest dog on this whole planet, and she is terrified of these two little kids. And whenever those two little kids even towards her, my dog just takes off running, and all I can think of is that they're just two little aliens. And, you know, so am I right about that?
Yeah. I would say that's correct. They have really sharp teeth.
Did you say they have really sharp teeth?
Yeah. The aliens have like 3-inch-long teeth, sharp teeth coming out of them, you know, like a bad dog, really sharp teeth.
Oh, okay. My dog's terrified of the two little girls, and no. I know that she must see something that I don't see, but I just get the weirdest feeling around them. I, you know, it's horrible to say that you hate these two little beautiful girls, but I do. I can't stand being around them.
Yeah.
So
they got these shapeshifters in them, and they're coming forward. So
okay.
No. I don't know what clearings are free there to get rid of the alien attack stuff on them. Oh, maybe it'll help them out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for.
So.
Thank you for the clearings.
Did you catch that, Janet?
Good night.
I said also do their mother.
Do the mother.
If I don't know her last name, can I just run a first name on it?
Yeah. That's fine. Because you're already connected to them energetically, so you already know who they are. Hold the light ship, so
okay.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and I'm trying so hard not to be, but they're, like, right on top of me all the time, you know, being close neighbors. So
yeah, you may have seen some movies of a monster, you know, with these large teeth coming out of their mouth. It's about 3 inches in length. Pointed, maybe 3/8 of an inch in diameter at the begin top, and then they go down to a point. That's kind of how they
look
to me.
Wow. So that's why these little round discs that I was seeing had like these long, well, they could have been like teeth-like things. Because that's what I was seeing was the balls of energy with that also. Okay, very interesting. Oh, never a dull moment here.
Really?
That's your neighbor,
all right. Paranormal stuff to share on Paranormal Night. Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Carrie.
I guess we could all say everybody
thank
listens always can better you than us. You know, or me.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, but Dallas is laughing, too. If I go, oh, wow, it's not my neighbor, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it is, and we just don't know. You would know, but I wouldn't know. Golly, cheapas.
I would probably even consider, I'm trying to think here, get rid of their timeline so they can, you know, they have to run out of here, you know. That's an idea, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
what would you do? Timeline crash and put in my neighbor?
Yeah, you get them off this timeline. It feels like they haven't been here for too long. And if you start getting rid of their timelines, they might get afraid that they'll be lost here in the Beyondo. And they may just take off out of the bodies.
Oh,
very
interesting. I see.
Remember, this is sci-fi night. We can talk whatever way we want.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't looked at that timeline crashing from that perspective. That's really interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, so Janice, hopefully you heard that. So do some timeline crashes on your neighbors.
Hope you got that T-shirt. You know, make that T-shirt, you know, Alien Headhunter, wear it, you know? Right.
Oh, boy.
Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So let's have a look. We've got quite a few questions here. So, Pat, I just wanted to mention, Ron, you were talking about taking 4 showers and getting that feeling off you, and Pat is saying, I've noticed that gel. Pat's describing it like a gel. Liz had a couple of questions. She's noticing that time seems to be vanishing, and then she's wondering how everybody is doing after the alien skull removal sample that you did on the show the other day, and she's wondering how this might relate to wearing jewelry that has skulls in it.
Oh, dear. Yeah. A lady with an octopus necklace on.
Ew.
The place that I go to off and on, and always wearing that. And I go, oh, you know, this thing's big. It's probably, it's probably about 3 inches across, and she wears it around her neck.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. It looks like it's maybe made out of silver or something, you know.
Yeah.
Color, but it looks, you know, it is silver. So I go, uh-oh, you know. Let's see. Thinking of something here. Okay. Oh, yeah. The way the timelines look to me right now, as I would look at them, probably seen maybe in war movies and stuff where they show a bombed out building or bomb goes off or something. You see cables that are not attached at the end because the wires got broken, and you might see like 50 wires sticking out going nowhere. You know, I think you all kind of, you know, can get a clue.
Yeah.
That's how the timelines look to me. It's like they're all intact, and all of a sudden, the very end of them are all frayed and sticking out and going every which way, kind of like somebody's hair on a bad hair day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't connect to anything. That's what I said. People are running emotions now, as they're the timelines that kept them in bondage because of controlling them. Remember, just a program. Go to that program, and all of a sudden, what do you do with your freedom? And people are afraid of being free. They don't know what freedom is, and they want the control. So then they, oh, I need to get an emotion up so I can get controlled again. So they off some kind of emotional energy up, which puts them back in duality. Then a timeline either gets created by that, by the aliens, or that they happen to find one that's still intact to get jumped onto. Yeah, that's what I would say is happening. But yeah, if it feels like where things are happening to time, that's what I would say it would be. Back to you, Carrie. We can have some more callers.
Yeah, is that something very recent that you're seeing then, Ron, with these kind of dead-end timelines?
I'd say maybe the last month, I think, I've been seeing this here. Or it kind of looks like if you've ever seen somebody pull up a tree. Most people probably haven't seen that. Up here in the rural areas where we are, we see tree trunks where, you know, loggers have pulled them out of the ground and stuff. But maybe if you're just in the city, you probably won't see that. But it's kind of like looking at the bottom of a tree itself with all the roots hanging there, and it's out of the ground going nowhere. That's kind of
right.
How it looks.
Interesting.
You know, but I don't think most people would even know what that would look like if they lived in the city, unless somebody pulled a tree out of the ground and they saw, you know, maybe, well, I'm talking about trees about, you know, a couple foot in diameter, you know, after they cut them and they pulled the stumps out. That's kind of what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had a small tree that you pulled out of the ground, you know how it looks, you know, of a little, you know, roots going off of it. That's kind of what I'm seeing on the timelines, is that they're not connecting to anything, because everybody's been doing timeline crashing. It's really beneficial. It's probably the best thing you can do for everybody on this planet is to get them off timelines. I'm sure that if you look at your life now, doing timeline crashes, or at least people have been for probably, I'm guessing, maybe a year and a half now, think how you felt about 2 years ago. As compared now, do you feel like you have more freedom? I'm not saying that, you know, laws are passed that can take away freedom, but I mean, you know, yourself, how does your energy field of your body feel? Does it feel like you're less attached to stuff around you and that you're getting pulled into less things as you're not jumping onto timelines instantly, one into the other? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so for Liz, Ron, would you suggest she does not wear skull jewelry then?
I would not, because it could bring in that replica of that, because you're identifying with something like that.
Yeah, okay. And Cammy is saying the West Skull anything or octopus, and Liz is mentioning that she's seen a lot of octopus jewelry around lately. It's funny, I was in a Michael's Cross store last week looking in the jewelry section for making stuff, and they had squid and octopus things for charm bracelets and to make earrings and necklaces with. So maybe there's a wave of this coming at the moment. It could be. I don't remember seeing that before. Until just recently. So, okay, what was the next thing I was going to read out? Oh, yes, Shelley is asking, have we all been slimed with sludge? And Shannon wants to know how many times we should run the sludge clearing. So do we all have it, and how many times should we run that clearing, Ron?
I think we probably all have it. I'd have to probably have people comment on that who have done the clearing. And I would think that most people are feeling different if they feel energy. Not everybody can feel. So, you know, the ones that can't maybe still can't. But you might, you're going to know how you feel maybe when you take a shower. You might have, might just feel different. You might feel the water actually going against your skin more than what it did before, too. So that might be an indication, even if you do the clearing and you go, yeah, you know, I did it because everybody else is doing, I don't feel anything. But maybe take a shower, which is the only way you're really going to probably feel your skin. You know, when you scrub yourself off, just see, maybe you take less soap now or something. So we'll see if anybody has any comments on that, if they require less soap after doing that clearing. I'd be curious you know, to find out that.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so Cammy is asking for a sample clearing of fear of the unknown.
What? Might be that extreme anxiety clearing, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Fear of the unknown. Then we'll do extreme anxiety. So fear of the unknown. Well, that would be like a fetus clearing, too, wouldn't it? Here we go. One.
Yeah.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. I'm just kind of thinking here. I wonder if the baby that pops out knows the words holy shit, you know? Anyway.
In some form or other, probably, yes.
You know. Okay, oh, we got a Saved by the Beep.
Saved by the Beep. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Spirit. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Spirit.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question. I have a friend who is a very dear friend. He's rather like a brother. And he's gone and watched the eclipse. And, you know, various other things, and he drank some alien Roswell beer or something like that. And sometimes I feel a little creepy.
Okay, he says or she says they feel creepy, or you feel creepy because you're around the person?
I do.
Okay, so is a question that you think you may have got slimed from this person?
Yes.
Hey. Is it a male or female?
Male.
Okay. Boy. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. Let's release the energy here if we can. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that got rid of part of it. How do you feel?
I feel okay. My concern is that this is a close friend. What do you do about close friends who are into creepy things?
If it's not, the person's not living with you, I would run and don't walk. Away. Okay.
Okay. Is my sense accurate?
Well, it it feels still, there's a lot of stuff there. Somehow he got hooked up, okay? And, you know, it's hard to sometimes get people to do clearings because they don't believe it. And but it feels like he is hooked up to something out there because he asked for that, okay?
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm picking up.
How do people ask for that?
They just willingly go into the energies and want something, attend something, have an organization or a meditation or anything like that can bring you into a situation. So, so it's very disconcerting sometimes for people because they don't know what they're getting themselves wrapped up into. They become sheeple, and the sheeple will get, you know, everything sounds, remember, the dark side, since they created duality here, and since they have this planet of the law of cause and effect, and, you know, you use your thoughts to control your reality, well, everything is emotional. And so the thoughts work with emotions. So naturally, when you have a situation going on and you join into something, you will typically have an emotional feeling of, oh, this is great. This feels warm and fuzzy. It feels wonderful or whatever. And in source energy, there's no emotion. So when you have a clearing, mm-hmm. whenever you get a clearing, either off the website or by me, all of a sudden when you're done, you don't really typically feel like, oh, boy, this is a great, wonderful thing. I feel great. You're in peace. Then you have to try to figure mm-hmm. out what peace is because all the duality is mm-hmm. taken away. And for some people, it's a little more difficult, like I mentioned about the timelines being dissolved. They don't know what to do with that. You have to reinvent yourself because the ties that have held you in bondage and keeping you in prison here on the prison planet are released, some of those mind traps and stuff, and then all of a sudden you don't know what to do with it. But you do get peace through the clearings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why mm-hmm. it's hard to look back on a situation in your life after you have a clearing because it's gone. You can bring it up and see it. They won't take away memory, but a lot of times it's so distant and so far removed from you. Like I said, been there, done that, and you know why want to re-experience it and try to stir the pot up to find it, you know? Because you're in peace,
mm-hmm.
and what, that's all you want to get is peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I look at things. I can mention at the last expo, the New York one, person came up to me, and I don't know what day it was, maybe Sunday, and that's if they had a problem or something, and I did an emotional clearing. Instead of counting it, I snapped my finger, I believe, and I think I cleared about three or four of them away from them. But the first one, he goes, "What did you do?" He says, "Gone." I said, "Well, that's just, you know, this is source energy clearing things from you." And he just couldn't understand what happened because it was so instant. And it was a big issue for him, and it was gone. That's the way things work. So don't need to know how and why. Just don't need to have that program running all the time to keep you held here and to keep you, you know, experiencing trauma, sadness, anger, fear, whatever it is, that they're getting energy from you and off of you. Once that's released, then you can walk away. Walk away, Renee, you know, get a new life, continue on, and become creative. So that's mm-hmm. kind of what the clearings do. It puts you into peace. And some people don't know about that. They try to mentalize peace energy, and they look and look and look, trying to figure out what it is. Never going to be able to figure it out, especially if you're trying to find the issue because it may not be there, and now you wonder what happened. That's how the clearings work. So mm-hmm. with this person, they probably wanted to experience whatever it was. They heard about it, and they wanted to, because when you hear about something like the eclipse, it didn't bother me. I didn't even tune into it. I didn't even want to relate to that on the timeline that it was brought here with, okay? But to me, just another day. And I knew what time it was, and I wasn't about to look at it. I saw people having pictures that they're putting up, you know, along the freeway, you know, up in the sky. And some people, you know, a lot of people had, you know, the dark glass to look at the eclipse with and stuff. And, you know, it didn't bother me. You know, I didn't want to get involved with that energy because I don't want to get tapped into that timeline. So he may have wanted to experience that timeline, and now he has it. So he may want to do timeline crashes to get off of it. That could help, possibly. Remember, he went into this with his own free will to want to experience something.
I haven't talked to him about Creation Life Shift and you because I know he wouldn't be receptive.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so,
it's very possible. And he may not ever understand it. That's why it's most people that are out there who finally catch on to remember, everybody wants to get out of programs, but they don't know how to do that. Once you realize that you're running programs that's controlling you, then you really don't want to associate with too many people because you don't want to get their programs on you. This is what you're running up against, probably, is how do you help this person when they don't want to be helped? They won't even know that they're running programs and know that they're having a difficult life because of their choices of being controlled. And most people, I believe, as you start looking at what's happening, this particular energy that you want to get away from, it's a difficult path to walk because you start realizing you don't want to meet this person or be with this person or shake their hand or do anything because you already cleaned yourself off. And most people don't know about all the energetic stuff that transferred from one person to the next. So it is a lonely type of process of living. But you realize that a lot of things around you can infect you. And it's very difficult to change somebody's belief system. And they wouldn't probably even believe that because you're conditioned and taught through all the past lifetimes about what's going on, about how to live here. And like when people tell me when they see me, they say, Ron, I've listened to your shows. I first thought it was hogwash. I couldn't believe it, you know, but something made me listen again. And for most people, I would think it probably takes about 10 shows to listen to. And I'm checking into the archives. Because they're not on the website any longer. BBS does have them, though. But on our website, they're not there. So I got probably a good 1,000 archives to put up from the end of 2006. So I got to figure out how to do that.
Right.
Aside from that, after about 10 shows, when I start catching on that this is different than what anybody else is talking about. And all of a sudden, people start to realize, yeah, I feel better. That's the whole thing. How does your body feel? Lots of people who's doing this kind of healing, that kind of healing, and they wonder why they have health challenges and things like that because they didn't get the right stuff, you know? I was talking to a person the other day, and this person has, I think he has some kind of maybe prostate cancer. So he bought this healing tool that he uses, and he somehow, I don't know, he uses it on himself, and then he also uses the same tool on other people for healing. I thought, holy cow, maybe like a little laser, you know, LED laser or something, you know. Well, he's clearing that healing tool off, he's using it on himself, and other people will have problems. And that thing's taking on those energies. Just the case of it will take it on. You know, plus you turn it on, that's something different. But the energy on the case, the physical case, will have the energy of that illness in there. And then he's using it to heal other people on massage tables and stuff. And he's giving them his cancer and everything else going from that healing tool. It's really strange what people do. So, you know, you have to think about that. If you don't clear off an object, then it's going to contain the energy of what you're using it for or, you know, doing with it. And the worst thing out there that I have seen, and you can't clear it. I'm sure the website, what we have, could probably clear it for you, you know, without any problem. But other than that, those crystal mats that people buy, you know, they're very expensive. I think they're amethyst crystals that are kind of ground up. Can't wash it. So you may get it, and they're all broken up naturally, you know, somehow, and put into this mat. And at first, it probably would feel wonderful. And then as it starts to heal you, crystals will take on the energy of you. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get off that and go back onto it a month or two later. And it's going to have your funk, we'll say, in there, and you're going to catch that same illness over again. Just think if somebody was using that in their practice as a practitioner, having, you know, a dozen people a day go on that mat for a healing. They're cross-contaminating everybody, all of those problems. So, you know, this is, you know, something that people should be aware of. And there may be some people out there have seen that, you know.
This same friend purchased an Egyptian coin recently and wears it as an amulet.
Uh-huh.
A good luck charm. I tried to explain to him that it might not be bringing good luck. He was not receptive.
He's just going by what somebody told him it is, you know, what it's good for. So, you know, it's hard to change somebody's belief system, and it may not be good luck.
Yeah.
What's it connected to? What was the mindset on that coin when they made it? Okay? So that's what you have to look at. I would imagine if he were to wash it every day, if he had it around his neck, it would probably be cleansed. But there's still something that might be imprinted in it, like a implant or something, that could keep it tuned in to that particular alien race that chose to make that coin, okay? So it may not be able to become neutralized all the way because what it is, there might be something in there that's being used, you know? Just to be a little high thought, you know? But, it's his belief system of what he believes is going to happen. Like I say, what's it connected to? That's what I always tell people. What is connected to something that was made by somebody, you know? So I just found something out today. I thought the gentleman was talking to me about a $20 bill. And he said, you know, some of the bills, maybe the older ones, that it has, picture of, I think he said Santa Claus and reindeers or something on the back side of it. And I go, oh, really? Oh, I may have to look at that. He was just mentioning it to somebody else at the counter where I was getting something. I never knew that.
What?
I think Nick is on it or something. So, any other thing I can help you with?
I think that's it. I so appreciate you guys.
Okay, you're welcome.
We need more CLS friends.
Yeah, and, you know, just the way, you know, everybody on the planet needs to keep their own space from other people, not to have any kind of energetic courting. That's also with objects and things, so. And we could probably maybe talk about the crystal skull. I mean, it's on the chat box here. So let's do a clearing. If you want to hang on, you can. If you want to talk about the skull clearing, I'll do a skull clearing that we did a while back. Do you know what day it was, Carrie?
Might have been Wednesday. I'm not sure. The show I did before that, I think, was Friday. I think I was on. Maybe it was Kathy. You know, I'm not too sure. It was either perhaps Wednesday or last Friday.
I was on.
We'll do a skull query.
Okay.
So here we go. And this might be an energetic skull that's put on you, or it could be your skull that has energetic implants to it. So here we go. See if we can clear this out here. A little bit of it. So one, just see how you're feeling. Two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and tail, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go. Oh, to see how your head's feeling.
I felt like a wave of nausea.
Yeah.
And then it felt light and good.
Uh-huh. Now, yeah, when you start feeling a little ill or something, you know that you're hooked up pretty hard. Normally the clarions don't do that. You feel a little yucky. You know that there's something going on, you know?
Okay, well, what's the clearing I should get then?
Hey.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a couple of comments that I'm going to read out from Shelley in a sec, but Ron, Ed was wondering if you knew what this is. 6/15/2012, so July 15th, 2012, St. Louis shakes, charts show it, USGS erases the report.
Well, I don't have any intel on that. I have nothing this second. And
okay.
Nothing that came across, you know, the energy lines here. I don't get too much any longer with the soldiers once in a while, but very little right now. I did feel them about a week and a half ago, and they felt active. But as far as any kind of communication, I haven't had anything quite yet. But some people have been talking about spikes in radiation. I guess it'd be more than a spike. Yeah, 4,000 times more than what it's supposed to be someplace, but I just don't know. I'll put my feelers out. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then so Shelley was mentioning a little bit ago that her son has stopped wetting his bed since running the alien clearing, so that's really wonderful. And I wondered, Shelley, if you would type in which alien clearing you mean, if you mean the alien attack page or a different one, so that we can recommend that to anyone else whose child is having that same problem. And then also, Shelley has typed in that the prosperity clearing has saved our business. Thanks, Ron. So that's probably the prosperity jumpstart, I would imagine. So thank you for mentioning that. So Ron Q has an interesting question they're wondering about. I get the weather forecast sent to my cell phone daily, but one morning I felt like this was some sort of alien program. So Q is wondering, is weather.com hooked to aliens?
Boy, that I couldn't answer. That one, I just don't have it, you know. Even if I knew, I couldn't say yes or no. So I just don't know.
Yeah.
Remember, everything out there could have frequencies attached to it. Not just that, but everything could have something connected to the energy. That's how they make radio, like AM radio with amplitude modulation. You have a carrier wave, which has nothing on it, and then as you talk, it modulates that carrier wave. So the aliens can come across the same way. Just look up AM, you know, amplitude modulation, and you can see how it works. That's why when you ever seen an oscilloscope, what you see in all the different movies and, you know, where they try to make something look high-tech, somebody talking, you can see the lines going up and down as they, you know, get the proper scanning rate on it. But then once they have that, then you can kind of see the voice pattern, the person's voice, and the amplitude changing. And the actual frequency of the voice, if it's higher or lower, it'll have more pulses. Well, that's the same way like amplitude modulation. So if you stop, then the oscilloscope is like a flat line. You just see a line from left to right. And as you talk, it goes up and down. So I'll just think of the aliens out there using cell phone towers and everything else that's out there as the carrier wave, and then they want to come in with their technology, which is probably invisible, and then they superimpose what they want you to have brought to you. They can superimpose that upon that particular carrier wave. Well, that's another way of looking at it. So that's one way to kind of see how they can do things. And another way would be like subliminal advertising. I've heard of that too. That's in the old days when you heard the background music in stores, you would probably always say something there to buy more products or something, you know, which you couldn't really hear into, but it was being stated. We all know about that also. So that's the same thing that the aliens could do. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty, and then speaking of the aliens, Michael's asking, when did alien contact start here, and what are the highlights?
I don't know when it started, and I don't know about highlights. Abduction is their highlight, so I don't know. That's about all that I can say. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. excuse me. Okay, so Kevin is noting that for $20 you can have access to the BBS archives for 3 months if you subscribe. So if it takes a while to get this situation sorted out and you want to listen to lots of them, you guys can you have that chance to do that through the BBS website. So thanks for putting that in there, Kevin. Okay, let's have a look. Shelley's asking for a chakra alignment. We have about 2 minutes left, I think, on the show. A chakra alignment.
Let's do that then.
Okay.
Maybe if you have, maybe you could write down, go to CLS questions at Yahoo, maybe describe what it felt like when I did the all clearing, okay? So we can maybe talk about that on tomorrow night's show. And also bring it forward on, you know, other shows, too. So here we go. Chakra alignment. So heart chakra, moving that around. That's perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Close the crown down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. And down to your power chakra, which is below your heart. That feels good. Second chakra, navel area. And first chakra, base of your tailbone. There we go. Okay, opening, I'll use the word spin. We'll go body width with your chakras. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Fifth chakra, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. There we go. Oh, I guess got our 8-hour call coming, number two, which would be what the call would be, I believe, the second 8-hour call. That's this Sunday, starting at 10 in the morning my time, California time, 8-hour call, and we have a good time on it, getting rid of these alien critters. Oh, back to you, Carrie, and we need to get off here, I think. So, thank you, BBS.
Yeah, I think we're close. So, Amanda and Liz, maybe you can roll your questions over to tomorrow night and Helios. I think we do have to get off. We're running a little late here. So, thank you all for your questions, and Ron will be back on tomorrow night, Station 2, here on bbsradio.com at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So, thank you, Ron, for all the clearings tonight.
Hey, we'll catch you later, everybody.
Night-night.
Good night.